50 years ago this month, the Dalai Lama and thousands of his followers fled the Chinese invasion of Tibet. Their half-century in exile has carried what was once a very cloistered culture into the rest of the world. One of the more unusual aspects of that culture is the throat singing practiced by Tibet's Gyudo monks. But few have heard the monks as they might have sounded in their mountain monastery until now. Anil Mundra has more.
It was 3 o'clock one morning in 1964, on the eve of the highest holiday in the Tibetan calendar. Renowned religion scholar Houston Smith awoke in a monastery in the foothills of the Indian Himalayas.
There fell upon my ear the holiest sound I have ever heard.
Professor Smith is a man who knows from holy. He was raised in China by missionaries and wrote the classic textbook, The World's Religions. But despite a lifetime of research, Smith says he was shocked and exalted at this sound. So much so that he went back to the monastery 3 years later with Voice of America engineers and made a recording. Smith had already made one rougher tape of the monks that he'd taken back to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and played for an equally flabbergasted colleague, an ethnomusicologist.
Why, the man just paced the floor in excitement, and at one point he clapped his palm to his forehead and said, "My God, I am hearing 9 overtones."
An overtone is also called a harmonic, so hearing 9 of them is kind of like hearing a 9-part harmony in a single voice. Now, most of us can't hear that many. Even fewer of us can sing that many.
That's a vocal miracle.
And that's Mickey Hart, one of the former drummers of the Grateful Dead. He caught wind of Houston Smith's tape in San Francisco in the late 1960s, and it, well, blew his mind.
My ear was filled with monks for many years.
Couldn't wait to share it with his bandmates.
I mean, wait till Garcia hears this. He's not going to believe it.
But even that sound that so impressed Mickey Hart was not the whole thing. Houston Smith's 1967 tape is limited by several factors. First of all, even the semi-pro recording gear he used couldn't capture all of the sound. And second, the number of voices. Smith only heard the remnants of the choir, the few monks that survived the perilous trek into India after the Chinese attacked their temple in 1959 and killed or imprisoned most of them. In the original Gyudo monastery, there were over 100 monks in the choir.
No one's really heard 100 monks outside of Lhasa, you know, in many years. And we overdubbed, and now there's over 100 voice choir here.
To create the sound of a full choir for this CD, Mickey Hart recorded each monk multiple times to make 10 voices sound like 100. One of the first Tibetan monks to make his name in the West as a musician was Nawang Kechog. He was nominated for a Grammy in 2001. He says these chants are among the most secret and sacred of Tibetan Buddhism. That's why they're so heavily layered and deliberately hard to understand.
To hide the words in general public, it's disguised in that kind of multitonic sound.
The Dalai Lama has said that it's okay for the monks to perform publicly because the chants mean things which, in his words, the ordinary eye can't perceive anyway. And it's important for the monks to go public. One of the ways the community has been able to stay alive in exile is through the patronage of enamored foreigners, or even just quizzical ones. Kechog says that when he used to live in New York, he would get funny looks when he tried to harmonize with the subway trains.
I started the chant, and then suddenly the train is gone. I'm still chanting, and the few people standing there, and they think that what's going on, you know?
But the curiosity of foreigners might be just what Tibetan exiles need. Proceeds from this CD go towards Tibet House, a New York-based foundation, and to build the Gyudo Monastery in exile in India. And there's another benefit, says Professor Houston Smith. This music can help the rest of us understand our world more fully.
There is more in heaven and earth than there is in your philosophy, as someone famous once said. This enlarged my understanding of human beings and what they are capable of.
For NPR News, I'm Anil Mundra.
Hear more sounds of the Gyudo monks at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.